You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. We're meeting the four candidates vying for two seats on the board of Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO. Steve Hosmer is seeking one of two open seats on the H2GO board. He's a graduate mechanical engineer. Steve Hosmer has worked as a design engineer and sales engineer before moving into sales. He currently has two U.S. patents in his name. He later formed his own consulting company to help smaller companies using client relationship management software. He and his wife moved to Brunswick County 2.5 years ago, just before the Star News broke the story of Gen X in the water supply. Steve Hosmer, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you, Rachel.
Why did you decide to run for the H2GO board?
Good question. The answer is that as we watched the commissioners that were elected in 2017, who took control of the board through the majority, we felt that their interests were for something or someone other than the customers. And as Brunswick County came out and announced they were going to be raising rates and they were going to be putting in an RO system, reverse osmosis system themselves, it became more and more apparent, especially with the stories about pollution in the river hitting us seemingly between the eyes pretty much every month, it became more and more apparent that the needs of the customers were best met by having a reverse osmosis system processing aquifer water, because aquifer water has no pollutants.
But help us understand, you're saying, you're acknowledging the fact that a democratic process led to a majority on the board that opposed H2GO's building of a reverse osmosis plant. And so you are saying, despite the fact that a democratic majority elected that board, it's still better to subvert the will of the majority in a democratic election and find another way to do what you want to do. Is that what you're saying?
Let's define majority for a minute, all right? The two candidates, the two board members who were already on the board, were elected in 2015 before we knew anything about the contamination in the river. Very few people were aware of the 1,4-dioxane and the Gen X and all the other things. They were also elected at a time when misinformation was spread by some of the campaigns about how noisy the plant would be and the fact that it would have lights blaring into people's backyards and the fact that there would be trucks arriving in the middle of the night to deliver goods and the fact that there would be an assessment of $2,500
for every candidate. You're talking about the 2015 election.
Right.
By the 2017 election, there was a majority on the board that felt a certain way. And that still, regardless of the timing, is a majority through a democratic process.
Absolutely. And let's talk about that election then. Let's get right to that specific election. In that election, 51.6% of the people who voted for candidates that were pro get the RO system done and get aquifer water. So in that election, more people wanted the aquifer water than not. Two of the candidates that were elected were pro get the aquifer solution and the RO system working with the aquifer water. Only one of the people elected was elected based on stopping the aquifer solution with RO.
And so you took that to mean that it was appropriate and right to then find a way to prevent the incoming board from carrying forward their, what you imagine would have been the putting the kibosh on building that reverse osmosis plant.
Good question, but actually that was only one part of the reason. The other part of the reason was as we learned more about the contamination in the river and as Brunswick County realized they were going to have to spend $99 million on a reverse osmosis plant to try and clean up the water, and as we realized that because they were going to do that, the prices were going to go up since H2GO buys its water from Brunswick County, suddenly things had changed in a big way. And that change meant that if the customers didn't get the reverse osmosis plant and the aquifer water, they would be paying more for water and they would be getting water that was not as clean and healthy. And so we felt that the best interests of the customers were served by having the cheapest water possible and the healthiest and the cleanest water possible. And the only way to do that was with an aquifer-sourced reverse osmosis system.
Your opponents say that you spread rumors about Leland planning a forced annexation of Compass Point. And you admit on the record that you were concerned about this. Why were you concerned about that? It's not something that can happen according to state law. There's voluntary annexations are possible with a referendum, but not forced annexations.
If we had 20 minutes, I could go into a long dissertation. Let me say simply that there are other ways to accomplish annexation besides straightforward ways to accomplish annexation. And Brunswick, and I'll give you a specific example. The fire department from Leland came out to Compass Point and said, we can't really service you as well as we should out here in Compass Point because our firehouse isn't close enough. So if you will annex yourselves to Leland, we'll build the firehouse out here at Compass Point. So that's just one way. There are lots of different ways that annexation can be encouraged or enforced.
So understanding that you're a big supporter of H2GO having its own reverse osmosis water treatment plant, now that Brunswick County is building an RO plant, are you concerned about inefficiencies and redundancies and the fact that this may cause Brunswick County rates to go up even more by losing up to 20% of their existing wholesale water customer base if this interlocal agreement goes through? I mean, this is going to raise costs for everybody, in other words.
Again, a good question. The answer to that is that if we look at it from the perspective of the H2GO customers, if the H2GO customers have this plant built and get their own aquifer water, their prices will remain the same.
There are competing analyses on that.
There are, but the Raftellis analysis, which was done by Raftellis, who is the most respected firm in dealing with municipal and water treatment plant type organizations, has said that the rates will not go up. The information that they used to determine that came from Wooten Engineering, the firm that designed the plant. They provided the metrics used by Raftellis. So until someone comes up with an analysis done by an equally reputable pair of organizations, we have to go with what we know from Wooten and from Raftellis.
This campaign has been marked by all kinds of allegations flying back and forth on both sides. And there is an allegation that you say your opponent and the incumbent, Jeff Gerken, who is the current chair of H2GO's board, was promised a seat on Leland Town Council for helping to get H2GO's assets transferred to the town of Leland?
Let's be specific. There was a rumor, and I may have spoken about that as a rumor. I never alleged. I am very careful about what I allege. There was a rumor to that effect, but no proof has ever been given, and so no one can prove that that happened, or no one can prove that Jeff Gerken has connections with Leland. However, if we look at the history of Chairman Gerken, and if we look at how he has acted based upon Leland leading the charge, back in 2015, Leland tried to get the state legislature to dissolve H2GO.
Well, let's say that he's working with Leland. And some people might argue that's a positive thing. Just depending on your point of view,
sure.
But they're working towards an interlocal agreement. But nobody can promise Jeff Gerken a seat on Leland Town Council. That happens through a democratic process. That's an election.
And of course.
Municipal residents vote mm-hmm. for their town council members.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you spread a rumor like that?
All right. First of all, there is... There is a tremendous amount of connectivity between Jeff Gerken and Leland, all right? So the possibility of that exists. And if we had 5 minutes, I could go through six different places that point, or six different events or actions on the part of Chairman Gerken that point to a very close relationship with Leland. And if that was stated as a rumor, then it was stated as a rumor. I didn't state the rumor. I may have repeated it, but I did not state the rumor.
So just a minute or so left. If you are elected and you're looking back on completing a four-year term, mm-hmm. how have H2Go customers benefited because of your presence on the board?
First of all, my interests and my first responsibility will always be to the H2Go customers. Based upon his decisions and his actions, one can question whether the same was true of Chairman Gerken during his 4 years on the board.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interview. Steve Hosmer, thanks for being with us today. When we come back from this break, we'll meet Barry Laub, another candidate for a seat on the Water and Sewer Utility Board. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.